بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. My brothers and sisters, somebody sent me this very nice piece of advice which I want to share with you. And it goes like this. It says, the person who wrote it said, I will not worry about my death, nor be unduly concerned about my body, because my Muslim brothers will do the needful. They will disrobe me and wash me and enshroud me and take me from my home, and they will carry me to my new home, which is the grave. And many will come and they will participate in my janaza. Many of them would have taken time off from their jobs or cancelled appointments in order to attend my burial. And most of them would not have reflected a day over my advice. Sounds quite uncannily close to what I would probably be thinking. Allah knows best. So he said, many of them would have come, taken time off their jobs or cancelled appointments in order to attend my burial, but most of them would not have reflected a day about or over my advice. My belongings will be disposed of, my keys, my books, my briefcase, my shoes, my clothes, and so on. And if my family are amenable, they will donate my things in order to benefit me. So they give it to somebody. And then he says, rest assured, the world would not mourn my passing, and the movement of the world will not stop. And trading will continue, and my wealth and someone else will do my job, and my wealth will be lawfully inherited by my heirs, while I, may Allah protect us from this, will be taken to task for it. Nothing left unaccounted for. Whether my wealth was more or less, I will be questioned about it. And then he says, and this is something which I have said so many times, the first thing I will lose upon death will be my name. And subhanAllah, if you think about this, I have said this so many times, that before we are born, and to the extent even for a while after we are born, until we are named, usually at the time of the aqiqah or maybe a bit earlier than that, but until that time, I have no name. Because if you see, for example, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect everybody, and especially little children, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not give parents the terrible task of burying their own children, that children die before their parents. That is truly a very tragic situation. But if you look at that, if somebody's infant dies, what do they say? They say so-and-so's child died. The child has no name. And then, like this person says, the first thing I will lose upon my death will be my name. And that is why upon my death they will ask, where is the body? They will not say, where is Abdullah? Where is Yawar? They will say, where is the body? and they will not call me by name. When they want to perform salah, salatul janaza, when they want to perform my salatul janaza, they will say, bring the bear, bring the mayyit, bring the mayyit, bring the janaza. They will not say, bring Yavar Beg. They will say, bring the mayyit, bring the janaza. And they will not call me by name. And when they are ready to bury me, they will say, bring the deceased, bring the dead body. And they will not mention my name. Due to this, I will not be deceived by lineage or my tribal affiliation, and neither will my status nor fame deceive me anymore. It will not beguile me, it will not deceive me. How significant this world is compared to what we will face. And then he says, oh, you who are alive right now, know that sorrow for you is of three types. One, those who really knew you, they will say, miskeen. They will say, poor guy, he died. Your friends who will remain sad for hours or days, and then they will return to their discourses and their work and their entertainment. Deep sorrow at home. Your family will be sad for a week or two, a month or two, or maybe even a year, after which you will be only a memory. Your story ended amongst people, but your real story just began, and that is the hereafter. That is the akhirah. Think about this, that how many times you go to, even when you go to somebody where someone has died, and you go to that house of those people, if the person who died was a bad person, then you don't mention them because effectively you are happy they are dead. And obviously you can't say that in so many words, so you keep quiet. But if that person was a very good person and you love that person and so on, and the people, their family really loved them, then also you will not mention their name, and you will not talk about them because of the fear that the family will be pained. The family will be grieved if you mention their name, and so the person's name is not mentioned. So whether you are good or bad, the fact remains that your name will be over. So what happens now in the hereafter? What is the new story that begins? And this person says, and you have been divested of beauty, wealth, health, children, houses, castles, and wife, and nothing remains with you except your deeds, whatever you used to do. And you have now begun the real life. The question here is, what did you prepare for your grave? What have you prepared for your grave and your hereafter from now on? This reality needs some deep reflection. So safeguard your fard salat and duties, and your nafil, voluntary duties, your sadaqatu sir, secret charity, your amalu salih, your good deeds, your salatul layl, tahajjud, so that you may be saved. If you help to remind people about these things while you were alive, then if Allah wills, you will find the effect of your reminder on your scale of good deeds on the Day of Judgment. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And remind, most certainly reminding is fruitful for the believers. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the state of the people, and the ulama said, why do you think the dead wish to perform charity if they return to the earth? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ. Now, because the person says, oh my Rabb, if you only gave me a little respite, I would surely give charity. So the ulama said, the person did not say, I will perform Umrah if you give me a little respite, meaning if you give me, some time, I will make Umrah. He did not say, give me a little time so I could pray, or give me a little time so I could fast. The ulama said that the dead mentioned charity due to what they saw of its effect after their death. So give plenty of charity. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to learn before the time comes when we will wish that we had learned. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.